In every state in the U.S., police officers are allowed to lie to people during interrogations. Now, a growing number of states are stopping that practice with juveniles in custody. Advocates in one state want a ban on deception that applies to everyone, not just kids. As NPR's Meg Anderson reports, they're being met with resistance.
Ted Bradford says the worst day of his life was when two detectives took him into a tiny room to question him about a rape.
The whole day it was like accusation after accusation. It was like, we know you did this. And I kept telling them over and over, I didn't do this.
Bradford says the officers in Yakima, Washington, told him they had DNA evidence that would prove he did it, and they weren't going to let him leave until he admitted it.
I'm thinking, in order to get out of this situation, I could just give them a statement. They'll test that evidence. It'll show that I didn't do it, and then this will all be done with.
After hours of questioning, Bradford confessed to the crime. But the evidence police had, a mask left at the scene, could not actually be DNA tested. This was the late 90s, and the technology wasn't there yet. He was 22, with two small children, when he went to prison.
For 9 years, it's like every day I woke up and knew that I shouldn't be there.
Advancements in DNA testing led to his exoneration in 2010. What happened to him is extreme, but the tactic police used, even 30 years later, is not.
Police are trained around the country in all 50 states to use deception during interrogation.
Laura Nyrider is a wrongful convictions attorney.
To lie both about the evidence against a suspect and to lie about the consequences of confessing in order to make it seem not so bad if you just say that you did these things.
Confessions carry a lot of weight in an investigation. And Nyrider says deception is a powerful tool to get them. Police can go into a room with a suspect
and emerge with one of the most believable pieces of evidence imaginable, a confession. It's a quick and relatively straightforward way to close a case.
The problem, she says, is that it is so effective that it also draws false confessions. Juveniles are especially swayed by deception. 10 states have passed laws in recent years banning police from lying to them during interrogations. But legal experts say other people are vulnerable too, like young adults and people with intellectual disabilities. In Washington state, lawmakers want to set a higher bar with a bill that would make a statement made by anyone, adult or child, inadmissible in court if it was obtained using deception. State Representative Strom Peterson has introduced the bill twice, but it hasn't gone anywhere.
Law enforcement is the biggest impediment to the bill. They believe that the system in which they work is effective.
The Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs declined NPR's request for an interview, but said in a statement that banning deception would take away a tactic that has yielded many more true confessions than false ones.
I'm embarrassed for them.
Jim Trainum is a retired homicide detective. He says these reforms make police more trustworthy. Because when they're allowed to lie, he says,
that carries on. And no wonder people don't trust us. Why should they trust us?
He says there's another way to question people that relies on open-ended questions and building rapport. That technique is used in much of Europe. That other path is why Peterson, the state lawmaker, plans to introduce the bill again. He says we're all better off when police use the best tools available to convict the right people. Meg Anderson, NPR News.